Iedere keer zie ik morgen bij het ontzien, waarmee direct de telefoon naar Ilias is Samir. Des van Farrell, de Devil Driver. Hey Des, hello!
Hey, how you doing, man?
Hey, it's great to have you with us. Live on the radio, I believe that this is the first time that ever that you talk to a Bulgarian media. Am I right or wrong?
This is true. We appreciate you having us.
Това наистина е първият път, в който той, Дес Фафаро, говори пред българско средство за масова информация. Благодаря ви. So, actually, we had the chance to watch your band live on this great stream on the internet last weekend at the Download Festival. So, what happened to the band since then?
Unbelievable. Just been traveling, doing shows, man. We haven't had any time off and we're just rolling through, you know?
Uh-huh. Do you still have the possibility to remember each place that you've been, or is just like a big rock and roll circus rolling throughout your head?
You know, you try not to make it too much of a rock and roll circus. You try to definitely see some places and some of the cultures and some of the people, but eventually some of the things do become a blur because it's day after day. Mm-hmm. But you just got to give it 110%, man.
So where have you been since this famous Download appearance?
Well, we've come in and out of Spain, we've come in and out of France, we had a nice day there, and we just keep rolling on.
Окей, попитах го, имахме възможност миналия уикенд да гледаме твоята група Devil Driver на голямата сцена на Download фестивала в Донингтън. Какво се случи от тогава или просто нямаш спомени, защото голямото рок енд рол колело, циркът върти. Той каза, в интерес на истината се опитваме да караме по-спокойно, да запомним местата, на които минаваме, да се подобим в местната култура и така нататък. Минахме през Франция, Испания, във Франция беше великолепно и така нататък. So, actually, the idea to have you with us now is this brand new album of yours. So how do you feel about it? Is it like the main thing that you play live?
No, I mean, at this point, because it's a new record, we're only playing one new song, and then after the record comes out, we'll be playing more. But right now, the feedback has been incredible for us, and we're having a great time playing that song. We're mm-hmm. playing Pray for Villains off the new record.
Yeah, the opening and title track, actually.
Yeah, the title track. And then when the record comes out, we'll play more of the songs off of the record, but we can't wait. Playing new material for us is always exciting.
It actually is going to come out in Europe, as far as I know, on the national holiday of France, 14th of July, right?
Correct, yeah, in the United States as well.
Yeah, I thought it was the 4th of July.
No, July 14th.
Yeah, I mean, not the national holiday.
Our national day, yeah, July 4th.
Yeah. Албумът излиза на 14 юли. Казах му това националния празник на Франция. Той каза и в Штатите. Аз се обърках, реших, че говори за националния празник на Америка. Той каза, не, това е датата на излизане. Когато албумът излезе, ще можем да свирим и повече парчета от този нов албум. Но иначе, за сега свирим само първото и за главно парче. We had the chance to see you guys put in this big backdrop on the big stage at the Donington, advertising the album with a show in the name to everyone. So actually, I'm sure that you will say that you are pretty much satisfied with the album and you find this one to be the best you've ever done with the band. But
well, yeah, I think we will all say that. All musicians on their new record will say that, you know, this is the best work we've done, you know. But for me right now, I think to be satisfied is a good thing, but to be too happy is another. Then your art the next time comes out bad. So, you know, as I'm very satisfied with this record, we keep moving forward to define our sound and make sure that we don't sound like anyone else out there right now.
Mm-hmm. Казах му, добре ден, новият ви албум. Доволен ли си от него? Видяхме ви, че рекламирате с един голям надпис и обложката на сцената в Download. Какво ще кажеш? Подозирам, че ще кажеш, че това е най-добрият албум, който вече сте правили. Някога сте правили. Това е четвъртият албум на групата. Той каза, всъщност, да, знам, че всеки музикант би казал така, но за нас наистина е много важно това, че с всеки един албум успяваме да дефинираме, да напипаме нашия точен звук и да звучим различно от всички останали. To sound different than all the bunch of bands around. And actually, you've been around for quite a while now with your previous band called Chamber, and now this new one, Devil Driver. Well, new. This is the fourth album that you're doing through this new band. But if you compare the two bands in terms of vibe and atmosphere inside, on this stage, I'm not talking about probably the days before you, this band called Chamber, but where do you see the main difference?
You know, I actually see similarities in the fact that when Cold Chamber came out, we were doing something very different than most of the bands. Eventually, we got lumped into a category with a whole lot of other bands, but we were doing something very different. And I think Devil Driver now is doing that thing as well, where we're doing something very different than a lot of the bands that are out there right now. Those are the similarities. I think the differences are Devil Driver really has their head together when it comes to the lifestyle out here. Mm-hmm. There's nobody that uses hard drugs on a daily basis, and nothing that's going to really interfere with the workings of the band. We have a good time, but we all know that we're in it for the long haul, and we're probably going to tour on this record till the end of 2011, which is, you know, many, many years. So everybody is kind of starting off and keeping themselves together. That is the main difference.
Mm-hmm. Казахмо, добре, де, ако правим разлика между сега вашата, твоята група и предишната Cold Chamber, и то на този стадий, не в края, в който Cold Chamber се разпаднаха, къде са разликите? Той каза, ще започна с приликите. Общото е, че и ние сега Devil Driver, и тогава Cold Chamber, когато започнахме, правихме наистина музика различна от всички останали. Ясно е, че след това се появиха много други групи, които влязоха в една сходна категория, като тази, която музиката, която правихме с Cold Chamber. И сега ми се струва, че ние Devil Driver също сме доста различни групи от всички останали, които съществуват. Общото е това. Различното е, че сега ние сме една истинска цяла група и сме заедно екип. И от гледна точка и на начин на живот, никой от нас не взима тежки наркотици и така нататък. Am I going too fast? Well, you said that Devil Driver is pretty much different than all the bands around. Different in what?
Well, I think we definitely have a different sound musically. I have a vocal style that's different. We have a groove factor that not a lot of bands have at this point right now. We tend to really rely on the groove as well. And so, you know, I think it's very different than a lot of bands that are out now. And many bands at this point now are trying to get heavier and faster. And where we have really concentrated on the songwriting and brought it back to the songwriting aspect, which is very critical at this time. Mm-hmm. You know, like I said, with so many bands convoluting the scene.
Yeah. Той каза, че Devil Driver, ако си спомните още в началото, звучат по-различно от повечето групи на света. Аз казах, добре, да е различни от каква гледна точка. Той каза, от всяка една гледна точка, от гледна точка на звука, ние се завърнахме към мелодията, при положение, че толкова много групи има на този свят, които се стараят и се опитват да свират колкото се може по-здраво, по-хеви и по-бързо, докато ние се завърнахме, извинете, към мелодията. Така или иначе, обаче нашия звук наистина е по-различен. В него има и грув, което, както знаете, е едно убийствено горещо напрежение и настроение. И вокалния стил е по-различен и така нататък. To what extent having this very experienced as a first world-class guitarist, Logan Mader, as a producer, helped you like more developing the so-called, as you said, new sound, though we could feel it in your previous works as well.
Right. I think he is very focused. He has a very zen-like attitude to him and comes into the studio extremely focused. And really, he's one of those producers who doesn't put their sound on the band, but rather lets the band put their sound on the record. So he may produce three or four different things, and you're not going to know it's his production, although you're going to hear something great and sincere from him. Mm-hmm. So in both his zen aspect of in the studio and his focus, as well as him letting us be us.
Uh-huh. So he's probably producing the new Britney Spears right now.
Good God. Okay, you know what? Who would turn that down? Because it's probably a lot of fucking money.
Yeah. Казах му, добре, да при установяването на този нов звук или по-точно развитието му, защото може да се каже, че се усеща и в предишните ви неща, до каква степен този изключително опитен вече и като продуцент, но също така и прословут бивш гитарист на Machine Head и Soulfly, също така и Gojira, Divine Heresy и Cavalera Conspiracy, знаменития Logan Mader, помогна за този звук. Той каза, знаете ли, имам предвид Des Fafara, каза, знаете ли, той, Логан, има едно изключително зен присъствие, невероятен е в това, което прави, по същия начин, по който и ние, отдадене на музиката си, но по никакъв начин не се натрапва, така че той може едновременно да продуцира 4 или 5 различни албума и вие няма по това да разпознаете по някакъв общ звуков показател, че той е правил всичките тези неща, ще го разпознаете само по това, че той влага цялото си сърце и душа. Аз му казах, това означава ли, че в момента той може би продуцира новия албум на Бритни Спирс. Деш Фафара каза: о, господи, кой би отказал такова предложение? Това е само шега, разбира се, тъй като там би имало много пари. Това обаче изобщо не е шега. Well, yeah, a great new album actually. I was completely honest and sincere statement. I was impressed when I had the chance to have the first listen to it. But I mean, it's like you are reading my thoughts. So it's probably just the opposite. But groove, sound, vocal style, these are the key selling points of this record. So congratulations.
Thank you so much, man. You know, just all you do is you make your art for yourself and within your own band, and then you put it out there and you hope that people like it and come to it. It's been four records for us and many, many years on the road, and people are starting to really wake up and take notice. So we know that hard work pays off.
Mm-hmm. Тежката работа рано или късно ти се отплаща, защото аз му казах, всъщност ти много добре формулира моите мисли, или пък е точно обратното, защото аз лично, когато имах удоволствието и шанса да чуя за първи път преди няколко седмици този нов албум Pray for Villains, ме впечатли точно това, изключително суровия и здрав, всъщност не суров, много сериозен звук, вокалния стил и този... това настроение, този грув в новия албум на Devil Driver. Two more questions to go, because I believe that you have some work to do tonight on the stage, and we too here actually on the radio.
Yeah, there's always work to do.
Yeah. actually, is it so expensive nowadays to make a high quality sound album?
I think it is. I mean, I think you have to... spend some kind of money if you want to make it right, but then again, there's people doing things out of their house and out of their rooms that sound absolutely amazing. So I think technology is catching up with what we used to need as far as money to go into the studio. Technology is catching up, and sooner or later you're going to be able to do it at home.
Това, което го попитах, е ужасно ли е скъпо наистина да си издаде един хубав, добре звучащ албум? Нещо той каза, мисля, че трябва да вложиш някои пари, някакви пари, ако искаш звукът ти да се получи добре. Но така или иначе, технологията доста напредва в последните години, нещо, което знаем всички, и много хора могат под собствените си покриви да направят много неща. So, it was reported that you're gonna do a tour with Anthrax. Are you with the guys now?
Well, we're doing off shows with Slipknot, Anthrax, and a whole host of other bands.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, between festivals. So uh-huh. It's been a great time. We played with them two nights ago, and just a great time to see our legends and our friends. I've been friends with Scott Ian for many, many years.
I can imagine. It's all a big fucking metal family all around.
Yeah, you know, everybody's out there together and helping each other out, and it's fucking cool, you know?
Okay, it was a brief one. Thank you very much and congratulations for this amazing new album once again. Could you please finally end up with doing us a short station ID? The radio
sure.
Station is called Tangra Mega Rock.
Tangra Mega Rock?
Yeah, mega like mega death.
I love it. This is Dez from Devil Driver. You're listening to Tangra Mega Rock.
Okay, man. Thank you once again. Have a great evening and wish you a great summer. Thank you.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye. Последният въпрос към Деса Фаро от Devil Driver беше всъщност дали, тъй като знаехме, че те са на турне заедно с Anthrax, предстоеше, така беше обявено по-точно, дали в момента те са с тях. Той каза, бе, ние правим... забягваме от време на време в страни от фестивалите и утре бе такива отделни самостоятелни концерти. Направихме няколко с Slipknot, също така и с Anthrax. Преди две вечери бяхме с тях. Убийствено яко е да можеш да гледаш отблизо и да бъдеш заедно с своите легенди, герои, също така и приятели. Ние сме приятели с Скот Иън от доста време насам. Аз му казах, да бе, мога да си представя какво се получава все пак световната метал общност, а и музиканти като вас сте едно голямо шиперо семейство. Той каза, о, точно така е, след което ни записа това доста прилично съобщение, че слушаме Tangra Mega Rock. Хайде! Това беше Дес Фафара наживо тази вечер по телефона в Tangra Metal Shock. Продължаваме напред с новия Devil Driver.